Hi, everyone. Welcome. Just a friendly reminder, please, everybody, turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to President, CEO, and General Manager of the Detroit Tigers, David Dombrowski.
Well, thank you, Eileen. I appreciate everybody coming today. The Tigers have a major announcement, and I will introduce the gentleman to my left to make that announcement. We'll have plenty of comments and questions and take them afterwards, but I think it's more apropos that it comes from the skipper himself. So, Jim.
Well, thank you, everybody, for coming. I appreciate that. I want to make this perfectly clear, and I want it please clearly understood what's going on today. I've told most all of you in the past, including my boss here and Mr. Ilitch, when it's time, it's time. And it's time. It's time to step down from the managerial position of Detroit Tigers and accept another position yet to be determined. But as I said, it's time. But the most important thing that I would like to get across today is so that there'll be really, I'm still grumpy, so there'll be no silly questions. I want to tell you exactly how this went down. So there won't be any speculation as to whether, you know, they gave me the benefit of the doubt, said, we want you to resign. That would be classier. We don't really want to just say we're not bringing you back. That was not the case at all. On September 7th in Kansas City, after we shellacked the Royals Friday night, I asked Dave if I could meet him for coffee in the morning. And I did that. And the conversation basically went like this. I said, Dave, I don't know what your plans were for next year. And he said, well, you're my manager. And I said, well, I'm not going to be the manager. I said, it's time. I don't feel it would be fair to this organization, to the players, to Mr. Ilitch, to the media, to the fans, or for anybody else for me to continue to go on. The fuel was starting to get low, and that's just the way it went. I was asked to come back. But this has gone on for a long time. Dave's known it for a long time. I hope that nobody is upset that this didn't get out, because it's a pretty simple reason why it didn't get out. We never told any players. There were probably three people that knew about this. We didn't tell any players because we didn't want to upset the apple cart. We were trying to win another championship, in which we did, some form of a championship. We didn't want this to be a distraction. We had said all along that my contract here would never be a distraction. And it hasn't been. And we went on to win the Central Division and, of course, later on let a American League championship get away, to be honest with you, which I apologize for. I'm very sorry that we didn't get that done for you. But it wasn't because everybody wasn't on the same page and everybody didn't do their best. That was the first part. The second part of this was I informed my players Saturday night after the game in Boston that I would not be returning. I didn't know how to take it when they clapped. I wasn't sure if they... I informed them, and you could hear a pin drop. It really wasn't, believe it or not, it really wasn't that emotional. I spent the last 24 hours promising myself I would not get emotional today, and I'm not gonna, believe it or not. But it was touching. I had a lot of nice comments from my players. I love them. Like I said, we talk about the playoffs and everything. There was never any need, in my opinion, and there never has been in my managerial career, to ever single anybody out in a situation like that, a player. My philosophy has always been, as a group, as a organization, as that team, manager, and coaches, collectively, we just did not get it done. And that's the attitude I've always had. Some people said, and I've said this to several of you before, that I've protected my players to a fault. I hope that's something I take to my grave. That's just the way it is. It's been a thrill. I can't, like I said in the release, you know, I came here to change talent to team, if you read the release. And I think that from the help of this entire organization, I think we've done that. We've won quite a bit. I'm very grateful to have been a small part of that. I really, truly am. I'm going to be accepting another position. As I said, I don't know exactly what that's at, but I want to retire a Tiger. I'm not totally retiring today. I'm just not going to be in the dugout anymore. And I hope and pray that you give the next manager the same respect and the same chance that you gave me, which is also in the press release. It was absolutely terrific. I know I've had my critics. All managers do. And I know I've probably had a few people that like me, believe it or not. But I just can't express what a thrill it's been to work for Mr. Ilitch. You know, when I took this job 8 years ago, when I walked in his office, I said one thing to him. I said, I'll do a good job for you, and that's all I said. I've never socialized with Mr. Ilitch. He has never one time called down and jumped on me about who to play or what to do with the lineup, or he has never complained one time. Now, I'm sure he's had some conversations with Dave on some nights that maybe he wasn't so happy, but I could never have asked for a better owner than Mike Ilitch. It just doesn't happen. So, my boss here, I think you're blessed. This organization will move on. I'm prejudiced. I think he's the best baseball executive in the business. And the reason I say that is because I know he has a great talent for hiring managers. But I truly mean that. You're in good hands. Yeah, you'll be in good hands when he decides on his next manager. And this organization will not miss a beat. To all those people in the front office that I love you. I probably didn't spend as much time with you as I could have, but I was thinking about you. I know how hard you work, and I appreciate everything you did for me and your loyalty to me as your manager. And I can't ever imagine the thrills that I've had in the last 8 years. You know, to be retired from managing and get a chance to come back and manage the organization you were born in is an unbelievable thrill. I made my mistakes, like they all do. All managers do. I probably was a little grumpy with the press at times, but I can't ever say that I wasn't there for you. I think I did my job. I think I was there for you, and you were there for me. And I appreciate that very much through everything. So I'm going to close in saying so long. Once again, it's in the press release. It's not goodbye, because I will remain in the organization doing something. And from the bottom of my heart, to the fans, to the media, to this organization, thank you for having me.
Just to say a quick word before we turn it over to questions is that this is a time that this last 8 years have been a very memorable time for the Detroit Tigers organization under Jim's leadership on the field. We will miss him a great deal in the dugout on the field. He will still remain with us and consult with myself and be involved in various things in the organization as yet to be fully determined, but definitely we'll have a spot there. He'll be missed. His achievements, when you'll get all the press releases and that, his achievements speak for itself, all of them themselves, when you start looking at where he ranks all time, not only in Detroit Tiger history, but Major League Baseball history with the number of wins, number of games managed. When you think about it, over the last 8 years, we've been to the LCS four times, as much as anybody in the American League. We've won a lot of ball games. We've had a lot of great moments and a lot of nice celebrations. And he's going to have some tough shoes, the next guy, whoever it is, that comes in here to fill. But on behalf of Mike Ilitch and the Detroit Tigers organization, myself, all the employees here, we say as deep heart felt a thanks as we possibly can for everything that you've done for us.
Thank you.